And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to be talking about the games people play. Oh, the games people play. And specifically, some people who are very, very politically powerful, media-wise savvy, and, well, I mean, these people are really popular today. Glenn Beck of Fox News. And of course, there's a sidekick there, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and others. And then Sarah Palin, former governor of Alaska, the rodeo queen, I call her, of the new Tea Party. We're going to talk about Sarah Palin. I have some surprising things to tell you about Sarah Palin, so you'll want to listen up, and maybe you'll want to curse at me, holler at me, scream at the radio. I don't know. You can always turn it off. I mean, grab the dial there and just turn it off. But I'm going to tell you the truth. That's my job. What you do with it, well, that's up to you. You decide. Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, the hidden controllers of the Tea Party. And the games people play. You know, some years ago, in fact, it's been about 40 years, I think, 30 or 40 years ago, a young man named Joe South had a number one hit with his record, his single called Oh, the Games People Play. You know, I'm going to play that for you. Jerry, let's play that for them. Jerry's Barrett's here, my engineer. We're going to play that little tune for you. I'd like you to listen to the whole thing. You may say, well, now, why is Tex playing an old country song? Actually, I think this is sort of popular country. I mean, it made all the hits. Charts. I mean, it was up number one on everything. I think a lot of people related to it. And I, you know, when I listen to Sarah Palin, every time I listen to her, all the interviews she's doing with Fox News, Chris Wallace reporter, with Sean Hannity. Of course, I listened to her speech there at the Tea Party convention in Nashville. A lot of games being played there. And this song really is going to hit home. And by the way, listen to the words very carefully, because Joe South in the song even sings about those religious leaders, you know, that shout glory, hallelujah, but then they sock it to you. Well, listen to this song. It'll probably bring back a few memories if you're as old as I am. And then we're going to get into the gist, into the meat of what we're going to talk about today. Sarah Palin, Glenn Beck, the Tea Party, and the games people play.
Oh, yeah. and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate. For the most of hell will hate. Come on, get on board. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Talking about you and me. Now wait a minute, look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a you and me, brother, and the game people play now. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me, and the game people play. I wonder, can you come out and play? Oh, in the ball, ooh, yeah. Talking about you and me.
Well, that's the games people play. I love those lines. Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. Sure sounds like politicians and religious charlatans to boot. And you know, maybe there's not much of a difference between those two. Well, I want to talk to you today about knowledge. I want to bring some knowledge to you. Now, you don't have to agree with everything I tell you today, but at least acknowledge that what I'm telling you is the truth. And if you don't believe it, well, go study it for yourself. Research. Go to the internet. Find the research. Discover it for yourself. I did. And it's my job to tell you the truth. I want you to know, friends, I believe in telling the truth. And I don't believe in playing games. And really, I never have played games. I don't do it. It gets me in a lot of trouble because I'm just a plain spoken man. And, you know, I don't mince words. A lot of people are sort of flabbergasted about that, and they really cannot understand. They really don't know how to tolerate a person who just speaks the truth and says it. Now, I don't say it to offend anybody, but if it does offend them, well, so what? Jesus said what he preached also was offensive, but he said, woe to the one who finds it an offense. Jesus basically said, what I preach offends some people, in fact, the majority. But he really said, to use a modern day colloquialism, if that's their problem. If they're offended from the truth. The truth actually is an antiseptic. It's something that's healing. It's something that's good. It's something that is saving. You know, the Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people, and God's speaking here, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's so much knowledge. You know, Paul said that in the last days people would be ever learning, but never able to come to the truth. And they'll be listening to babbling. And even to, as Paul puts it in the Bible, science falsely so called. What is falsely called science, they will believe that. And they'll tell you about all of their degrees. Now friends, I taught at the University of Texas. We had 1,600 professors, lectures, instructors there, and I'd say a good 1,590 of them were idiots. But they had degrees after their names piled high. Well, isn't that what PhD means, pile high and deep? Some people think so. Well, okay. I didn't find a lot of wise people there, but I found a few. You always find a few. It's only the few that count, and it's only the few that are the overcomers and the witnesses for Christ. It's only the few that will tell you the truth. It's only the few who will accept the truth. It's only the few who will go to war against the beast and the beast system in the last days. Read Revelation 13. The rest of the world admires the beast and says, who could possibly make war with him? And these little Christians stand up and say, I will. Because they answer to God, and God says, who will go for me? Whom can I send? I love the Old Testament prophets. Every one of them were called. And when God called them in probably somewhat that same way, every one of them, they said, here am I, Lord, send me. You know, that's all God wants from us, really. He doesn't want your money. Now, I tell you sometime, I need money for this ministry. We need to do this. We need to do that. Oh, I know. But I'll tell you something, friends. If you don't send it, somebody else will. So you'll lose a blessing. So I don't care about your money. How about that? You don't want to send this ministry love gifts and offerings? That's okay. Somebody else will. Somebody else will get a blessing. Somebody else will understand. Somebody else will have the knowledge. Somebody else will not perish. I'm sorry about you, but go on about your way. I'm not going to beg you. Now, I want to talk to you today about our leaders. We have new leaders. They just come up in the last year or two. Wow, we got a whole new slate. We got people like Sarah Palin. In the media front, we got Glenn Beck. On the other side, we got Rahm Emanuel sitting in the White House chief of staff. We got Barack Obama's president. Nobody even knew who he was 2 years ago. Nobody knew who Sarah Palin was. Nobody knew who Glenn Beck was. Oh, the beast can put up candidates for office and can promote people to high positions in the media or elsewhere very rapidly. It can happen. I think the Antichrist will come up from nowhere. They'll say, wow, what a meteoric rise this man has had. The world's always looking for something new. Paul said that in the book of Acts. He talked about the people of Athens, and he said they're always looking for something new. They were looking for a new religion, a new message of religious substance. He said, you know, I believe that you are too superstitious because you're always looking for something new in the religious field. That's the way Americans are today, too. Give me something new. Well, I'll tell you about the things that are new today. We'll see if they're so new, they might really relate to the old. Might discover that the old is actually the new and vice versa. There is no new. There's nothing new under the sun, says in Ecclesiastes. And I think that's true with Beck and Palin and Obama. Just new formulation in old bottles. But you can't put new wine in old bottles. Jesus said, or the bottles will break. Isn't that something? Can't put new wine in old bottles. This is just old wine, besides old bottles, too. Well, let's talk a little bit about the games people play. You know, some people don't want to play games anymore. They're angry. They're fed up. I can't blame them. And anger is intensifying against President Obama, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It's reached a feverish pitch against the Democrats. Now, people were angry about George W. Bush and the Republicans, and so they overthrew him, meaning his chosen successors, McCain and Palin. Of course, Palin wasn't really tainted because it was McCain who was the standard bearer, and he was a doddering old man, a fool, a ridiculous candidate, and they knew he couldn't win, but they put him up there. And they made sure by having people like Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee former governor of Arkansas, contest against each other and split the vote so that McCain could get it. Then he chose this supposed unknown woman, Governor Sarah Palin, and off they were to the races, you know, knowing that they were going to lose. But, you know, at least Sarah Palin gave it a good shot, supposedly. She became quite famous, infamous to some people. Now, when I talk about Sarah Palin, I want you to understand something. She's a likable person. She's an attractive person. She's a charismatic woman. And I have no doubt she could be just as effective as president as Barack Obama. Did you hear what I said? She might even do a little bit better job in some ways than Barack Obama. Maybe a lot better. But in the essential things, the things that really matter, not a dime's worth of difference. She's a Republican, dyed in the wool. He's a Democrat, dyed in the wool. And there are some other things to boot. But, you know, at the core, they're both for the big bankers, for Zionist Israel, and they have teamed up against America. They oppose America and our Constitution. You say, Tex, I believe that about Obama, but I don't believe it about Sarah Palin. Well, friends, you know, I've done a whole video called Rothschild's Choice, the hidden cabal behind Barack Obama. I just haven't got around to doing one about Sarah Palin yet. Maybe I will. Because I want you not to perish. I don't want you to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, it seems like people being so angry today and fed up, they started something called the Tea Party. Some people call it the Teabag Party. They call these people, you know, and they do it sort of in a derogatory manner, teabaggers. Well, I like these people too. You see, I like Sarah Palin because she's bashed for her family and for her many traditional values, which I like, family values, traditional values, by the Democrats, the vampires, the left-wing wackos who hate anyone that has any kind of family values or traditional beliefs. That's why they hate her. And, of course, they've made up all kind of stories about her and her husband and her daughters and, you know, give me a break. Give the woman a break. I'm not here to make up junk about Sarah Palin. In fact, that's why I like the girl, because of all these horrible people out there that are bashing her on the left. They just make people like her because people want to defend her because they're so evil and vampirish. So I start off right away with saying I like the woman. And I've defended her against the vampires on the left wing of the Democrat Party. And let me tell you, they just start drooling at the mouth when you mention the name Sarah Palin. They hate her so much. Makes you wonder. I guess they only like transgender lesbo women. I don't, whatever they like. Who cares what they like? Let them play their own little games over on the left wing side. But it seems that people are fed up. They were fed up with Bush, his unconstitutional wars, his torture, all of the things, his groveling to the bankers, Goldman Sachs and the others, his disastrous financial policies. And yes, don't believe for a moment that Bush didn't tax us. Taxes have gone through the roof, state, local, and federal. All 8 years of Bush and now a year and a half or so of Obama. As the feisty Alabama former governor, the late George Wallace, said about the Republicans and the Democrats, not a dime's worth of difference. Now, if people are fed up, they're looking for answers. And there's no more Bush, and really there's no more McCain in a way, although he wants to hang on to his senatorial seat. More on that in a little while here. But there's three beneficiaries to people's anger, looks like. Republican Party sweetheart Sarah Palin, Fox News propagandist Glenn Beck, and the Tea Party. I call this the trifecta of Illuminati joy. The Illuminati's trio of love and compassion. Oh, yes. Now, again, I sympathize with the good and sincere people who make up this collective of groups and organizations just known, you know, simply as the Tea Party. Now, they had a Tea Party convention in Nashville, but that wasn't all of them. That was mostly Republicans, you know, really flat-out Republicans. They invited their rodeo queen, that's what I call her, Sarah Palin, there to talk to them, and they all got a Twitter and a Twitter and fluttered and everything else because she came and spoke to them. I actually have a transcript of what she had to say. It's hard to find fault with it because she didn't say anything. But she said the typical stuff, you know. I mean, I liked what she said at the Republican Party convention. I especially liked the line about putting a lipstick on a pig. I like that. The woman can definitely speak. She can definitely get people fired up. I told you I did like her in many respects. She's a big improvement, just likability, over Hillary Rodham Clinton. Or is it Rodham? Well, who cares? Talk about vampires, but that's another story. Okay. That's it. Palin, Beck, and the teabag people. Now, most of the people of the Teabag Party are good people. They really want to take America back. I'm almost inclined to be one of them. Maybe I am one of them. They want to restore America sanity, fiscal sanity to this nation. They want to rescue the battered U.S. Constitution. That can't be bad. It's got to be good. They want to end the succession of more and more taxes, more and more government control on us. I like that. I suspect you, dear listener, also do. But listen to me. The problem is that we're going to have to find a different vehicle than a party. Because, for example, the Tea Party is already fast being co-opted by the Republican Party. It always happens. It's the games these politicians play. Never meaning what they say, never saying what they mean, as Joe South sang it. Now, these scheming jackals are privately chuckling and hee-hawing over the scam they're pulling on the people. See, a lot of people are independents now. They profess, they say, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I just want to improve America. Well, good for them. But right now, since the Republicans are out of office, the Republicans said, we can take advantage of these idiots, these gullible, stupid, useless eaters of the Tea Party, and we can pull them over into our side of the house, the right wing. We can get them, you know, to support the Republican candidates. We can tell them we're for reform, too. We're for changing America. We're for taking America back. Yeah. They want to put it back to the George W. Bush era, the same thing that Obama's got. Hey, Obama's a communist? Well, so was George W. Bush. Obama says he's a Christian? Well, so did George W. Bush. Obama's got us in three wars in the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. Well, so did George W. Bush. Bush gave billions to the bankers. Well, so did Barack Hussein Obama. And so did John McCain. And so would and will Sarah Palin, because she was the big backer of her honorable rogue and maverick hero, John McCain. They're laughing at you, Tea Party people. Sarah Palin is not a Tea Party person. She is a dyed-in-the-wool Zionist, murderous, lying. But aren't they all? Now, the games these people have been playing as far as political parties are concerned has gone on for decades, centuries in America. You'll remember Illuminist servants Ross Perot and Pat Buchanan, how they diverted the people's growing anger and ate up people's time, money, and energy on something just a decade ago called the Reform Party. Whatever happened to the Reform Party? Ross Perot made it so popular that people, I think, were going to sweep the guy into the presidency. And then he suddenly pulled out.
Well, Fidel Castro may send a terrorist squad to disrupt my daughter's wedding. I can't have that. I'd rather not be president than my daughter have a bad situation at her wedding. I'm going to pull out.
Then a little on later, it looked so stupid. He said, well, I'm back in again. Well, it was too late. They didn't want the man as president, and suddenly people were just looking for an alternative. Give us anybody, even the flop-eared Texan Ross Perot, anybody. Then the two they had at hand, the Democrat and Republican. So they founded the Reform Party. Sincere, good people, just like the Tea Party. It's dead. They put money, time, effort into it. It's gone. It's goodbye. You know, back over 100 years ago, a man named Teddy Roosevelt started a third party too. But he had a good sense of humor, old Rough Rider. Rather than the Tea Party or the Whig Party or the Democrat or Republican Party, he called it the Bull Moose Party. Well, maybe Sarah Palin could start her own party. I mean, I understand she hunts for moose and shoots them, and she makes moose chili and moose steak. Maybe she can start the Alaskan Moose Party. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt had his Bull Moose Party for a little while. Bogus. Did you know there was once an anti-Masonic party? The Masons were so powerful that people like former President John Quincy Adams said these people are dangerous, Luciferian. We've got to stop them. People got so excited throughout the United States, they founded a political party called the Anti-Masonic Party to stop the Masons in Washington, D.C. It was needed. It grew huge. They even ran a presidential candidate that got quite a few votes. But the anti-Masonic party finally fell apart. It crumbled. Guess why? It was discovered that the leader of the anti-Masonic party was a Mason. It's sort of like, you know, setting up Karl Marx, setting up the anti-communist party. But it turns out he's a communist. Or Lenin saying, I oppose communism. Join with me in the Leninist anti-communist party. But he turns out to be a communist. Well, Sarah Palin says, I'm a Tea Party person. Oh, yeah. And many in the thousands in the Tea Party movement say, yes, she is. She's our queen. She's our rodeo lady. She's our Alaskan moose party girl. She's taking you right down the road to perdition, my friends. What is likely to be the fate of this energetic, sincere Tea Party movement, just the same as the Reform Party? Pat Buchanan is a member of the Knights of Malta. He was in the Nixon administration. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, and he's made his millions of dollars, and he drives around in a Mercedes-Benz and lives in a mansion, not because he was a member of the Reform Party or its candidate for president. Pat Buchanan is a contributor to MSNBC, one of the most pro-communist pinko networks in America, and they pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars to come on and commentate. And he killed the Reform Party. Not to mention the deceitful acts of Ross Perot. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about who is this Glenn Beck? Who really is Sarah Palin? You'll be surprised when you find out who they are. They're not what you think they are. They're not just pretty faces at the top. They're deceivers, and they're deceiving the people of America. And they're leading the people of the Tea Party straight down the road to stupidity and perdition. This is Tex Mars. We have a special program today. The games people play every day now. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief message. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars again. You know, we're going to have a Liberty and Truth Conference, April the 10th, right here in Austin, Texas. I hope you can go. Hope you can come, I should say. I'm going to be here. We have a lot of great people going to be at this conference. Sheriff Richard Mack, a strong champion of the Second Amendment and gun rights, will be a speaker. Another speaker will be my good friend, Michael Piper Collins. Collins Piper. Hey, Michael, go with just two names. It's easier. Michael Collins Piper. Oh, he's gonna get upset at me for that. No, he won't. He's a good man. But he's written the book, The New Babylon. He also wrote the book Dirty Secrets. He wrote what I think is the ultimate book on the JFK assassination. He'll be with us. Pat Shannon of American Free Press is going to talk about assassinations and cover-ups. Boy, that's going to be a good one. As I said, Sheriff Mack, my good friend Joyce Riley, a nurse, former Air Force flight nurse from up in Missouri, she's going to, and now she's a very popular talk show host, she's going to be at the Liberty and Truth Conference. Mark Anderson, he's done a lot of research on the Federal Reserve, the bankers, the North American Union, and other things. He's going to be talking about some of those subjects at the conference. Let's see now. I talked about Pat Shannon, Sheriff Richard Mack, Joyce Riley, Tex Mars, Mark Anderson. I think I about got the whole ball of wax there. It's a one-day conference, just one day. You're going to get all this in from morning till night. We're going to have a ball. It's only $50, and that pays for your meal. That pays for a catered meal. It's going to be held at the Airport Hilton, a really nice hotel. And they've got special rates for you, like $99 plus taxes and fees. You know, there's always taxes and fees, aren't there? Darn it. Oh, my. Well, anyway, $99 for the room rates. We've got special room rates. But there's a lot of other motels in the area from, I think, Motel 6 to Comfort Inn Suites. I can't even remember all of them. There's a Denny's restaurant and other restaurants, so you can eat there at the Hilton, which is right next to the airport, easy to get to. In fact, there's a shuttle that takes you right to the airport. And then I think they even have a shuttle take you around downtown and see the beautiful city of Austin, Texas, the capital of Texas. April the 10th, again, just $50 per person. I'd love for you to come. Wanda's going to be there, and she's going to be there directing my paths, telling me what to do. She always does. And, oh, yes, the women, they're good, aren't they? Aren't they, Jerry? You know, they keep us straight, don't they? I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it. She keeps me straight. And she's been trying to get me to lose weight. You know, she just bugs me to death. Yeah. She says, well, you need to pray more that you'll lose weight. And I've actually been praying that she'll quit bugging me so much. Maybe that's why it's not working. I'm not losing weight. I pray that Wanda won't bug me so much. No, she is the sweetheart of my life. Believe me. We've been married well over 30 years. So she is just a great woman. She'll be there, and I know she'll want to meet all of you. Hey, my most of my staff will be there. Jerry Barrett, our producer, he also does our wonderful websites. Sandra Myers, who does our newsletter that you get in the mail, will be there. Michelle Hallmark, who does our business, takes care of things on a day-to-day basis, managing, will be there as well. Cammie Snyder, some of you have talked with her on the phone. Phyllis will be there. She's another a precious lady. So we're going to have the whole staff there. American Free Press is co-sponsoring it. And we're going to have a great time. Okay? April the 10th. Put it on your calendar. It's only a week or so before April 15th, that dreaded old mean day. So do your taxes early and then come to our conference April the 10th. If not, well, it'll be over by the next day and you can run home and do your taxes, you know, before the 15th. I know how it is. Oh, the IRS. Well, talk about the games people play. Man, they play some there, don't they? With everybody's 1040. Well, it's just one of those necessities of life. Shouldn't be, but it is. You have to do it. Okay, so Liberty and Truth Conference. It's our first annual. You know, we've even got T-shirts on our website. You can register going online. It's real simple. Use one of your charge cards. Register online. Please register. Reserve a spot. Because, you know, I don't know if we're going to have enough places. So make sure you do it as soon as you can. If you're late, call us. We'll tell you whether there's still reservation spots available. But call us toll free. You can, as I said, you can register online, powerofprophecy.com. Or you can call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. We'll give you all the information you need. Now, online, there's a wonderful page that Jerry Barrett here has constructed. And it has a picture of the hotel, picture of all of the speakers, even the topics they're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about chaos in America and what you and I must do to protect ourselves and our families. Chaos in America. That's going to be my topic. But you'll see Sheriff Mack and what all the others are going to talk about. And it's going to be a glorious conference. I promise you that. And we'll have all our books and videos out and audio tapes, but you don't have to buy any of those. I hope you do, though. A lot of things you probably never seen before. And I think American Free Press and the other speakers will have their stuff out there too. So it's going to be just fun. Okay? Liberty and Truth Conference. Call us 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And I promise you this, we won't play any games. We're straight shooters. We'll have a great time. If you think like we do, and how do we think? Well, I believe in the Christian life. I believe in the American Constitution. I'm just a traditionalist. I'm sorry to say that for you people that like everything new. You're the new Athenians. Well, I'm the old American. Small town boy. That's me. Wanda says I'm a big boy now. Well, okay. That's Wanda. I'm praying she won't bug me too much. Oh, no. She does. She's a sweetheart. She really is. She does it for my own good. She really does. And she doesn't bug me too much. And when she does, you know, there's always that little tearful look in her eye. I just love you so much, Tex. And I don't want you to go on to be with the Lord sooner than you should. So you really need to take care of yourself. I know. I hear her voice right now. She is special. Okay. Let's return to our regular program. By the way, folks, you'll meet my lovely wife. She is lovely. And every man out there that's got a wife, if you don't believe the same thing about your wife, well, shame on you. Shame on you. My wife is lovely. I don't know why she put up with me, but she does. And I'm, you know, Joyce Riley was kidding me the other day. She said, Tex, you married up. I said, yes, I did. I married up. And, you know, I got the one big fish in the sea, and I'm not going to throw her back in. That's the way it is. I'm going to make a great meal of it, and that's what I've done for about 32 years. Okay, the games people play every night and every day, never meaning what they say, never saying what they mean. That's the way the old tune by Joe South goes, and he's right. Take Glenn Beck. He was one of the pioneer promoters of the Tea Party movement. Now, Beck is a Mormon, but he was baptized as a Catholic. Reminds me of Sarah Palin. Somebody wrote to me and said, Tex, I can't see Jesus Christ in her book. She wrote this book, you know, about her being a rogue politician. And she talks about her belief in the Creator God, but she doesn't really have a clear testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, I must admit, I haven't read her book, Rogue, and maybe this person missed it. But I suspect that's true. She probably didn't want to offend the Jews. I saw her speaking there at the Tea Party, and I looked very close, and she had her traditional pin. Now, when she was governor of Alaska, she wore just the Israeli flag pin on her clothing every day. She had the Israeli flag on her curtains, actually pinned on her curtain, an Israeli flag. What's that all about? Why not the Russian flag? Or the Uruguayan flag? Or the Mexican flag? Shut up! Be an American! If you love Israel so much, then go live there! But don't tread over to the Palestinian side. You may end up getting bombed, killed, raped, plundered by the Israeli Defense Forces. That's what they do to those poor Palestinians. But Sarah Palin doesn't care about that. She doesn't give one flip about Palestine or the Gazans and so forth. Now, Glenn Beck, did you know he was one of the ones who helped give Sarah Palin a start? He interviewed her on his radio program even before he became a star there at Fox News Network. And he does have a powerful program. In a recent poll of America's most admired men, did you know he was ranked second in the whole nation? Second behind Barack Obama. And I thought about it. You know, there's really not much difference between the two. We'll get to that in just a minute. Well, Glenn Beck was a college dropout. He became a top 40 radio disc jockey. He was fired from one station when he made fun of a woman because she had a miscarriage. He made fun of the fact she had lost her baby. Ha, 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 ha. Made fun of a woman who had a miscarriage, and the station fired him, and rightly so. But he ended up back on his feet. And finally, being a Mormon, he found somebody that appreciated him as a disc jockey, as a radio program host. He found Larry King. Larry King is a Zionist Jew, and all Mormons are Zionist. Larry King appreciated that. Now Larry King's the old standard guy there at CNN, been there for years as talk show host. Many people don't understand this, but Larry King is not only a Zionist Jew, but he's married to a Mormon woman. I think she's like his third, fifth, seventh wife. I forget how many he's had. But the most current wife that Larry King has is a Mormon. And so he was naturally drawn to Glenn Beck and helped him get a job there. And Glenn Beck started off at the liberal network CNN. But they saw him over at Fox News, Roger Ailes, former Ron Reagan campaign chairman, who runs Fox News. It's owned by Rupert Murdoch, the Australian Zionist. And Ailes invited Beck over to start a show on Fox News Channel. And history was made. Now, Beck is quite a clever guy. I believe he's a highly paid agent provocateur. One thing, he claims to be a tax buster. Oh, he just bashes all the time Barack Obama for wanting to raise taxes on us. But then I saw Beck. You see, you have to listen, friends. 9/10 of the time, 90% of the time, they sound good. But watch that tenth. He was on with Bill O'Reilly on the Bill O'Reilly Factor, the O'Reilly Factor show. In fact, and O'Reilly suddenly said, you know, Glenn, I believe we're going to have to cut Social Security. The government's paying too much. That's one of their goals, you see. They're going to cut your Social Security and your Medicare. Republicans are going to do it. They're going to say, we just have so much entitlements, we're going to have to cut back. Trillions for wars, peanuts for old people. That's what they're after. Yeah, yeah. Bush wanted to give 35 million illegal aliens Social Security payments. That leads to Medicare. Who did I say? Barack Obama? No, George W. Bush. Even Congressman Ron Paul complained about it. I heard Congressman Ron Paul, he was saying, you know what? George Bush has this program called totalization. Totalization. Yeah, totalizes the American people. Totals us like a total wreck. Did you know Social Security Administration has spent hundreds of millions of dollars to build a Social Security Administration building, headquarters in Mexico City? Why do you think that would be? George W. Bush built that. 35 million illegal aliens and their families in America, and they're all going to get Social Security, illegal alien or not, and that's why they can't afford Social Security anymore. If they were just given to Americans who have paid in it 50, 60 years of their lives, they'd have plenty of money. In fact, why don't you just ask them, say, you know, Mr. Federal Government, Uncle Sam, I tell you what, just give me back everything I've ever put into Social Security with just a normal interest that I would have got on a savings account at my bank, and we'll call the whole thing clear and even. Ask them to do that. Of course, they won't do it. They've stolen your money, and now they're giving it. Already, Bush started giving it to millions of illegals who live in Mexico. Many of them have gone back, and they're getting Social Security. But wait, Pakistanis are getting it. Canadians are getting it. Indians are getting it. Indonesians are getting Social Security payments from the United States of America right now today. You say, Tex, that's impossible. Nope, it's true. Now, Glenn Beck, though, had something better to say. He said, yes, our government is spending too much, and we've got to do something about it. I believe, says Glenn Beck, we've got to start the European system of the value-added tax. Ah, the tax buster reveals himself. Mr. Glenn Beck says we've got to have a value-added tax. They call it the VAT because it's a never-ending cesspool pit of money that goes into it from taxpayers. Now, I lived over in Europe where they had the VAT tax for a while. And you see, when the manufacturer makes something, let's say a lamp, a tire, you know, whatever, a bag of cement, he has to add a tax and pay a tax on what he makes. Then the wholesaler has to add a tax on it. And then the distributor adds a tax on it. Then the store adds a tax on it. And then when you pay for it, you pay a sales tax on it. So there's four or five taxes, but there could be many other middlemen. Everybody is paying a tax over and over again because of something called value added. At each step of the way, from manufacturer up to the final sale, value is added. A new tax is assessed. Friends, this is like a super duper rooper sales tax. And Glenn Beck doesn't want to end the income tax or abolish the IRS. He wants to add another super duper rooper value added tax to you. Ah, the games people play now. Never meaning what they say now. Never saying what they mean. There you go. Okay, now, he's become a big shot at Fox News. And he's sort of a gatekeeper. Because here's the thing. What about 9/11 being an inside job? That's an outrageous lie, says Glenn Beck. How dare you? How about Obama, the birth certificate, not really being legitimate? Oh, shut up. That's not true. I've checked it out. There is a birth certificate. Obama's only telling us the truth. Wow. How about torture of suspects? How about all of these anti-terrorist laws? How about these Big Brother FEMA camps? Well, I checked out the FEMA camps. Couldn't find any evidence of it. Oh, I'm Glenn Beck. Yeah, I checked it out. I can't find any evidence of any FEMA camps. As far as torture and incarceration of terrorists, oh, yeah, let's do it. Give it to them, man. Give them the electric cattle prod. Give them that waterboarding. That's great, man. We got to find out who the terrorists are. Got to find out what they're up to. Geneva Convention? Forget that. U.S. Constitution? Forget that, man. These are terrorists. What if they're American citizens? Well, they're potential terrorists. Put them in a camp. Well, I thought there were no camps. Well, yeah, well, we got camps. They're just not FEMA camps. They'll send you there. Not just Guantanamo, they're all over the world, friends. Yep, he blasts Obama's birth certificate exposures. He gushes with praise for Israel. And yeah, he says, let's go bomb Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Just like McCain sang a little song. And that's what Sarah Palin said, interviewed by Chris Wallace. If Obama would only not give these terror suspects a real trial in an American court, evidently she doesn't trust American courts. Let's just give them a military trial. And then, of course, it's okay to torture them, says Sarah Palin. And if he would agree that we could invade Iran, then he'll be so much more popular, she said. Yeah, I bet he would in your mind, Miss Palin. Now, Beck is a master at manipulation, and sometimes he actually pretends a belief in certain conspiracy theories. He lures in and titillates the audience, but he always ends up debunking the conspiracy theories, like the FEMA camps, like the birth certificate thing, like the 9/11. In fact, he just gets livid when you suggest 9/11 is an inside job. He gets angry at you. Now, what did he think about all those billions being given to Goldman Sachs and the bankers? Well, you know, it seemed like he was just gushing with hatred toward that. Then suddenly he says, I'm for it. I'm for it. I'm for Ben Bernanke. Welcome to Becklandia, the new far country. Glenn Beck is handsomely rewarded for his deceptive antics. According to Forbes magazine, June 29th, 2009, he earned a hefty $23 million last year. 1 year alone, $23 million. And much of it came from his best-selling books that are published, of course, by a Jewish book publisher, Simon & Schuster. Now, Beck has become such a champion of the financial establishment on Wall Street that the Wall Street Journal did an editorial and praised him. He's the Wall Street Journal's champion. Let's go to Palin. Sarah Palin came out of nowhere to be vice presidential timber. Baloney. Out of nowhere. Listen, the ambitious Palin was first discovered by Jewish rabbis in Alaska. Let me tell you how it really works, friends. They reported their find to their Israeli Mossad superiors in Israel, and presto, Palin moved right up to the governor's suite. Then she promptly went over to Israel on a trip as governor. Now, there's 175 nations on earth, but she chose Israel to go visit. And she was auditioned on Televi's popular show, radio show, the Tamar Jonah Show. That's like going on the Rush Limbaugh show here. Zionist show, Tamar Jonah. And the Israeli press actually reported, and I have the news reports of it, reported that Governor Palin was, quote, the most pro-Zionist of all 50 of America's governors. Now, the chief rabbi, whom she's a great friend of, in Anchorage, Alaska, reported that Sarah Palin almost daily wore not an American flag pin on her clothing, but an Israeli flag pin. Now, today she's got a combined flag pin. Israeli flag and the U.S. flag side by side. Right above her little breast area there. Check it out, folks. Check out. She wears the Israeli flag right next to the American flag. That's an abomination. First of all, it's the satanic six-pointed star, the hexagram of the Satan worshipers. That's what the six-pointed star is all about. It's a hexagram. You put hexes, curses on people. But think about that. People criticize Obama because he didn't wear a U.S. flag pin. Maybe so. He said he didn't think it was a big deal. Well, you know, I do. I think it was a good idea to wear it. I'm not going to criticize a person for not wearing one. I don't wear one all the time. You know, I don't think you have to have the U.S. flag on your clothing. But if you're going to wear it, don't wear it with the Israeli flag. You're not a dual citizen, Sarah Palin. You're an American. So act like an American and don't wear the Israeli flag on your clothing. I'm surprised. I'll tell you what, if I had a shoe to throw at her, I think I'd throw it at her if I was one of those teabag people. That's what the brave Iraqi journalist did when the liar George Bush visited his country. He threw both of his shoes at him. Neither one of them hit, unfortunately. I'm not saying you should throw a shoe at Sarah Palin, but at least it would probably be good for you to go up and say, why don't you get rid of that Israeli flag and just wear the U.S. flag, lady? Yeah, bring it up to her. Now, impressed by her showing off the Israeli flag in her office, yes, the governor's office actually displayed the Israeli national flag in Alaska. And her being such big pals with a chief rabbi who gave a good report on her, the Israeli Mossad then sent American Jewish big shot, like Connecticut's liberal Senator Joseph Lieberman, you know, the guy that ran with Al Gore for president. He went to visit her. Governor Palin gave a glowing report back to his Mossad masters. Dick Morris, former Clinton advisor, now a paid Fox News consultant, went over to see her, interviewed her, and gave a glowing report about her. Said she's a big friend of Israel. Then there was a neocon journalist and Republican Party kingpin, William Kristol, publisher of the Weekly Standard Republican Rag. He went over to Alaska on a cruise ship, along with the militant American Israel Public Affairs Committee, the AIPAC, the most powerful Jewish lobby group in the world. They got into the act, and they approved her. Lieberman, Kristol, all the neocon Jews who got us into the war in the Middle East, the reason why almost 5,000 American troops are dead today. They are these murdering, filthy people. And they went over there to check her out. And they said, it's Israeli first all the way with this woman. She is loyal to Israel first. Amen, said John McCain as he was given instructions. Did you hear me? He didn't even know who the woman was. He was given instructions. She'll be your vice presidential candidate. Now, friends, when she was preparing her talk, which was pretty effective before the Republican Party convention, she was closeted in her hotel suite all day. They would not let anybody there because she was practicing her speech. Except two people. The head of AIPAC, the Jewish lobby group, and the Jewish senator, Joseph Lieberman. They were ushered into Seir. They spent 2.5 hours with her on that important day before she was introduced to the American people to make sure she got it right when she spoke. These Zionist madmen chose her. These Zionist power brokers talk about putting lipstick on pigs. There it is. Now, Sarah Palin seems to be a pretty special case. She says, I'm pro-Second Amendment. She's a member of the NRA. So is Glenn Beck. Good for them. But hold on. You can't judge an elephant by the size of its trunk. Things are not always what they seem. Remember, oh, the games people play now, never meaning what they say now. Recently, now she sees this Tea Party deal. Now, I want you to understand something. The Columbia Christians for Life, Columbia, South Carolina, say she's actually pro-abortion. Now, she didn't abort the son who is mentally challenged. I understand that. Good for her. She seems to be pro-life, but when you ask her, she says, well, I believe that's a states' rights issue. There should not be a federal law against it. What? She's not for a federal law? You know, there's a federal law about murder. How about that being murder? And it is murder. Well, I wouldn't want to have a federal law. Really? And then she was recently at this Tea Party meeting in Nashville, listen to what she said about Scott Brown. She applauded this Senator Scott Brown winning in Massachusetts. Now, Scott Brown is a Republican, but he's a liberal Republican, like Mitt Romney. She said, quote, Scott Brown represents what this beautiful movement, the Tea Party movement, is all about. He was just a guy with a truck and passion to serve our country. It took guts and a lot of hard work, but with grassroots support, Scott Brown carried the day. Did you know that Scott Brown is not only a liberal, he is pro-abortion, pro-choice, and he's made that plain. Have you noticed that Sarah Palin never exposes the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the North American Union, the Trans-American Corridor? She never says, like Ron Paul does, abolish the Federal Reserve. She never says what federal budget she will cut, what part of it. She doesn't say get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency. When she was asked if she opposed global warming, she said no. In Alaska, she said she believed in global warming. She just didn't believe it was man-made. Well, who made it, dummy? It doesn't exist. It's global cooling. Of course, she doesn't believe 9/11 was an inside job. And she believes Obama's birth certificate is real. Isn't that neat? And she believes it's okay for Israel to have 400 nuclear bombs in the Middle East. But Iran? Why, they shouldn't get even one. When she was escorted over to Israel, she was introduced to the former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, a pro-communist, former one of the leaders of the Socialist World International Organization. And she told Mr. Peres, I've been waiting for years to meet you. You're a hero to me. She promotes the bankers. She went to Texas to campaign for Governor Rick Perry against Deborah Medina, the Tea Party candidate. Did you get that? She opposed the Tea Party candidate, Deborah Medina, in Texas, and she backed Governor Rick Perry. He's the guy that's given us the Trans-America Corridor. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. And now she's in Arizona this month of March, and she's going to be promoting the candidacy of John McCain, her old pal. Together again? You betcha. John McCain, he's for amnesty for 35 million illegal immigrants. Where do you stand, Sarah Palin? Alan Keyes, whom I do trust, I believe in Alan Keyes. Talk about a man who really is pro-life. He is. He said she's a fake. He said, actually, she's pro-abort. Did you hear what I said? Alan Keyes knows Sarah Palin. He said she's really not a pro-life candidate. In her book, there's no testimony of Jesus. You're going to get the Bilderbergers. You're going to get the Council on Foreign Relations because John McCain is one of them. You're going to get the establishment all over again. That's what you're going to get in Sarah Palin. She's a fake. She's a deceiver. She's an ambitious woman. She's attractive. She's pretty. But you know what? You can put lipstick on a pig. Take it to your prom party. Dance with it all night. But when you get it home, it's still a pig. The games people play. I want to have a lot more to say about Sarah Palin in coming weeks because I want it known what this woman is. She's not much different than Obama. She gives you all these generalized things. Yeah, she's for small government. She's for less taxes. She's for, oh, shut up. She's not for any of those things. She's playing games with your mind, you Tea Party people. Watch out. Don't eat any moose chili and don't believe anything that Glenn Beck says. I'm Tex Morris. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy, and my prayer is that you'll tune in during this same time each week and discover the power of prophecy.